Global Communication Part 1, Beyond Horizons, Issue 40. You will hear a speech about a newly opened activity center in the neighborhood. As you listen, take note of the reader's pronunciation and voice modulation.
Good morning to everyone tuning in at Sunshine Secondary School. My name is Patricia Mao, and I'm here today to share with you something incredible which I witnessed recently. Those of you who take the MRT to school would have seen a building near the train station that has been under construction for a few months now. If you have noticed, the barricades are finally gone now, and a brand new activity center, Shines Center, now stands there. A quick glance at the many posters on the external walls of the center tells us that it is an elderly activity center. But what I was unprepared for on the visit was the staff. They were all as old as, if not more than, the participants. The average age of the staff is 68 years old, and the oldest among them is 95 years old, although she hardly looks a day beyond 60. There are lots of options available for the elderly at the center, ranging from mentally stimulating games like chess to more physical ones like badminton for those who are still quite mobile. Less strenuous physical activities like line dancing are also on offer. As the staff are all volunteers, anyone who wishes to join in the activities only needs to pay a token sum of $2 per activity. And a monthly season pass is available for just $10 and entitles the holder to take part in unlimited activities. The center is the brainchild of 70-year-old Miss Teresa Tan, who was bored staying at home after her retirement. After talking to a few neighbors and finding out that they felt the same way, she set about keeping retirees in the community engaged, and Shines Center is the result. If you would like to find out more about the center, you can visit their website, www.shinescenter.org, or call them at 6543-2198. Do encourage your grandparents and elderly neighbors to drop in for a visit.
Now that you have heard the reader, practice reading aloud this passage.